Gracious and loving God, what a joy it is to be back in the fellowship at Bethel. I can understand what McKenna was saying when he said he missed Bethel. It's a place that is so special in our heart. But the most important part of our heart is having you in our heart. And we just pray, Lord, that everybody here this morning knows you in a personal, loving way, and they had that resurrection transformation take place in their lives. But if they haven't, they can just do a simple prayer like I did. And I wasn't sure, so I said, Father, if you're everything that they say that you are, then come into my life and be Lord over it. And he did. And I have never been the same. And that transformation can take place with you too. Maybe not instant, but that seed that will be planted in there will grow and grow and grow. Or maybe just drifted away from your relationship with God and just an attitude of repentance and make a recommitment. We thank you for that, Lord. Or if you're looking for a church home, I have come to know that this church has a special place in the kingdom of God because there are a lot of lives have been transformed here. So if you need a church home or you want a church home, please consider Bethel United Methodist Church. In Jesus' name, all God's children said, amen. Our closing hymn this morning is that simple little chorus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, and when you do, the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.